Time that the Mesilas Yesharim was not a discussion between an agnostic and a maimon. The Mesilas Yesharim was a discussion between two maminim. And what's highly instructive, we have for the last about 25 years approximately, since the fall of the Soviet Union, they discovered a manuscript of the Ramchal, a totally different version of the Mesilas Yesharim. Ours is written as a narrative. The other version, which was discovered in the Museum in Leningrad, is a dialogue. And it's a dialogue between two people. One is a massive Talmud Chacham, and the second is not as great a Talmud Chacham as the first, but he's a learned person, significantly learned, and he's a Bal Musar, what we would call today, in today's terms, a Bal Musar. And that's the discussion that takes place about all the arguments that he's presenting here in a narrative form, is the discussion that the Chacham is his answer to the questions that the Chacham asks him. So in other words, we're dealing from a standpoint of a person that's knowledgeable in Torah and could still come to a conclusion, which the Ramchal says is erroneous, of what man's ultimate purpose is. And he had started to address the fact, is our ultimate purpose for this world, for what Hashem sent us here to do something in this world, and then we'll go back to Olam Haba, but we came to this world for this world's sake. Yeah, there's an Olam Haba. When we finish with this world, we'll go back. We came from Olam Haba, we'll go back to Olam Haba. But here we took a journey to do something in this world. Or is the journey to this world for the purpose of Olam Haba, not in and of itself? So he goes further with his reasoning. He says, V'loy oyit. Furthermore, not only is life, as we say in the vernacular, not a bowl of cherries, that one would imagine that one was created for his purpose in this world. But furthermore, if we came here for the purpose of this world, that's why we came down to this world. Why do we need an ishama which is so great? And what did Chazal tell us? The neshama of a person potentially stands higher than that of the malach. He's sort of with the next notch under the Rabbeinu Shalom and the Bria. After that comes the malach. So he says, "Shetiyah gdoyle yosim ha'malach ma'atman." It's a chazal. What if we're created for this world to do some purpose in this world? That's our tachlis. So what do we need in the neshama that's greater than the malach? It doesn't help us to operate in this world. If anything, Kol Shegeni says, "Sheino Moshe, he ain't a mitzvah shum nachas ruach b'chol inuges ha'olam." All the pleasures of this world do not provide any satisfaction to the neshama. So it would be better, he's going to argue, that the neshama should be more harmonious with this world. There's a phenomenal medrash kahelas that he cites. Nefesh lo yisimolei. Shlomo HaMelech says this world physically there's all types of issues that man faces, all types of challenges and dissatisfactions. V'gam ha-nefesh lo yisimolei. The nefesh, the neshama, is also not happy here. Moshe le-mohadover doim ha-chazal say li-yiroi nishenos ha-bas malochem. A hick married the daughter of the king, the princess. So what's his hasogus? You know what? His hasogus, what he could imagine being significant, important, is wouldn't even be in the jump pile of her avodim, let alone suffice to make her happy. So, Im Yovi lo koma shaboilam will bring every present that he could imagine bringing. Is Einam chashuvim lo klum? What significance does it have? She grew up in a palace. She grew up with phenomenal jewelry, the finest utensils that the greatest artisans of the world could make. The tapestries on the wall are worth tens of thousands of dollars. And what's he going to bring them? A hick. He grew up in a shtetl, you know, taking care of the horses. So what's he going to bring them? Why? She bas melech. She's the daughter of a king. There's no shaykhs with his world. You bring all the, you go bring it in the shomer to the best steakhouse that you could find. No? So what does it have from it? Lomo, shimin al yoinim. It comes from doilim al yoin. This is not, you know, these things are not even a child's game in olam haba. So why did the Rebbeinu Shlom create us in a such fashion? We're not interested, and Hashem is not interested in arriving in this world. They would have rather stayed upstairs. This is a bad trip for the Neshama, this world. It despises this world. It has nothing here that satisfies it. What did he create it for, to bring it to this world, where all the things that define Olam Hazeh are antithetical to the Neshama? So he says, what sense would it make to do such a thing if the Tachlis is this world? To serve a purpose in this world. The Malach has a purpose. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates him, he serves his purpose, and then he goes back to the Shemayim. Perforce, we were created for Olam Haba. That's what we were created for. For Olam Haba, it's a different story. And Olam Haba, it's the reverse. We're going to come, someone's going to come to Olam Haba and ask for steaks. You know? It's like, you know, a little kid, you know, he's happy with whatever little tchotchke you give him, because that's his asogus. He has bigger tchotchkes, you know. A kid has a little toy car, you know. Then you give him one that you wind up and zips around the floor. So father has a bicycle. He's 18, 20 years old. You know, that's not what it's about. He needs a car. He's a 40. He has to have a fancy car. But, you know. In Olam Haba, this is all child's games. So a person's going to come with this, with the taste of Olam Hazeh, they're not going to be satisfied. To the contrary, there he needs a neshama. He lo roi lavoid. For the sake of the neshama, a person should put out effort. There he can get the payoff with the neshama. Shliya dover nimas on the shmosa ka Olam Hazeh. It's not the things which are beyond the pale for it. El Adro and Neh Venechba Nimana, that which it cherishes. Bezet Poshet, and this is obvious. Fundamental aspect of Amunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not create anything without purpose. Not that we always necessarily understand its purpose, but everything in the world was created. The Rebbeinu Shem didn't create something that's Lashov. And it's a Mefurish Pasuk. Vayara Elokim es kol asher osa b'nei toiv ma'id. Everything that we created was purposeful and meaningful. And consequently, the neshama that he created is also with purpose and meaning. And the Ramchal says, if we're out for to do something in this world, we have a shlichus to Olam Hazeh. Okay, so we came to do a shlichus. We have to do the Rebbeinu Shem shlichus. That involves doing the mitzvahs. Fine, all fine. You know, we are showing the Torah mitzvahs, but the tachlis is for what we're going to do in this world. That he says, then why in the world do we have, did he give us a neshama which is out of sync with this world. It makes no sense. So that itself is Mechayev. So he's addressing, as I said, he's addressing a Chochem Beter. He's not addressing an agnostic. That he's not addressing a boor, an ignorant person. The dialogue is between a learned Baal Musa and an even more learned Talmud Chochem, but has little idea, notion of the philosophy of Yahadus, what we would call the philosophy. And that's the Baal Musa is having a discussion with him. And he even says, it's very interesting, in the Talmud Chochem tells the Baal Musa, you know, well, I was always waiting my whole life to meet up with one of you guys and find out what you guys, these strange birds, are all about. You know, what drives you? What makes you tick? You know, it's, you know, he understood the Rashba, the Rambam. That's what he understood. And that, and he was a Masmid Noir in that. But he didn't focus on Avodah, what the ultimate meaning of Avodah is. So this is the Ramchal's arguments are to a learned person, to a person that's a phenomenal maimon. But his asoga, his understanding of what our role in the Bria is not correct. Good night, everybody.